WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Cammie McCormick. On the run for 2 weeks in rural southeastern Pennsylvania, an escaped murderer has been caught. Deb Ryan is the district attorney for Chester County.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Danilo Cavalcante was picked up by thermal imaging from a surveillance plane and captured by teams with search dogs on the ground. He had stolen a gun from a local resident earlier in the week. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
Yes, he had the firearm with him. Yes, he was a threat. He did not have an opportunity. I believe he was taken by surprise, and I believe the canine played a large role in him not being able to utilize that firearm.
He was in jail for killing his ex-girlfriend in 2021. A judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump and his lawyers may only review classified evidence in a secure place as he prepares for a criminal trial over his handling of secret documents. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This order makes it very clear that no one from the defense, including the defendant, can make public disclosure of these materials without permission by the court.
Trump has argued that he and his lawyers should be able to review the classified information at his Palm Beach, Florida office. A big meeting in Siberia between the leaders of Russia and North Korea, one that could lead to a possible weapons deal. Reporter Alex Jensen has more from Seoul, South Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met his Russian counterpart at a remote space center where he backed Moscow's sacred fight against the West, though weapon support in Ukraine's not been officially confirmed. In return for the kind of rocket technology that Vladimir Putin was able to show off while they were together.
Hurricane Lee is churning in the Atlantic heading north. It's likely to lose strength, but parts of New England already recovering from floods earlier this week are taking precautions. Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
It's still cranking out the waves, causing life-threatening rip currents. Seas will be 20 to 40 feet as it parallels the coast. And this weekend, it's looking like we will see the biggest impacts in New England. From Boston to Portland, we are over 8 inches above average on rain for the year. More could fall on already saturated ground.
Consumer prices were up in August, driven by a few specific areas, as Jill Schlesinger tells us.
Gasoline was the largest contributor to the rise in CPI. It accounted for over half of the increase of the top line reading. Shelter rose for the 40th consecutive month. Cost of shelter is up by 7.3% from a year ago.
The Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometer.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are trying a new tactic to keep the Wisconsin Supreme Court from drawing the state's legislative maps for next year. Speaker Robin Voss says it would also bring a stop to talk about impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Nate Wegehout has more.
The bills will be taken up by lawmakers this Thursday. Voss says the maps would be crafted by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau and be in effect for the 2024 election cycle. He said partisans have had control of the maps for too long.
When Democrats had the ability to adopt it, they didn't do it. When Republicans had the ability to adopt it in the United Government, we didn't do it. We can both admit that maybe we were wrong, and now we have to stand up and say this is a better process going forward.
Governor Tony Evers immediately blasted the plan because the legislature would still be the ones to ultimately approve the maps. He called the idea a last-ditch effort by Republicans to retain control. Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
Young voters are expected to exert a lot of influence in swing states in next year's presidential election. That's why Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning at the University of Wisconsin in Madison in the coming weeks. More from Alex Gonzalez.
At the Alliance for Youth Action, Dakota Hall says younger voters want what he calls transformational change and won't be satisfied unless there are what he describes as sweeping changes relating to democracy.
These are folks who went to high school and witnessed nothing but on news coverage on their different social media feeds of Trump, of like dysfunction, of government shutdowns, and then a global pandemic, right? And so they've seen the worst of what this country can be, and I think they want to push us forward.
For more progressive young voters, nearly 2 in 3 see safeguarding abortion access as a top priority. Those who identify as more conservative see bringing inflation under control as their top issue. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is going to state lawmakers today to ask the Joint Finance Committee to sign off on $2.3 million in settlements. The money would come from a number of companies for violations of environmental and consumer protection laws. The biggest settlement is $940,000 with Didion Milling and Didion Ethanol in Cambria for breaking pollution laws. The nation's agricultural secretary is in Wisconsin today. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Tom Vilsack is visiting an organic farm in Waukesha County. The trip marks 1 year since the first project was chosen for the Agriculture Department's Climate Smart Commodities Grant Program. It's an effort to invest more than $3 billion in climate-friendly farming practices around the country. The USDA says it will cut carbon dioxide emissions by more than 60 million tons over the next 5 years. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
This is National Suicide Prevention Week. Dr. Lisa Payan Berlin runs a suicide helpline. She says it's crucial to take people seriously when they mention suicidal thoughts.
It is very important if anybody mentions any thoughts they have or a plan or any concerns they have about suicide that you take them seriously. Don't brush them off.
Statistics show 20% of Americans suffer from some kind of serious mental health condition. Reports of people falling in Wisconsin are on the rise. The Department of Health Services says ambulance calls for falls have gone up by about 10,000 a year from 2019 until last year. Falls account for 18% of all EMS calls in Wisconsin. Most falls are not fatal, but health services says some can be. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Superior, Wisconsin man has been given the maximum sentence after being convicted of murdering and dismembering another man. According to a Northern News Now report, 37-year-old Jacob Johnson was sentenced to 40 years in prison this week for second-degree intentional murder and second-degree unintentional murder for the death of Ricky Balsimo. The sentencing judge found the dismemberment and concealment of Balsimo's body was sufficient to sentence beyond the normal 26 to 36 years guidelines. Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced today he has created a panel to investigate the criteria for impeachment as Republicans take steps towards an unprecedented impeachment of new Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The impeachment criteria panel will be made up of 3 former Wisconsin Supreme Court judges, but Speaker Voss declined to name them and says he won't until their work is complete. He expects the panel to complete the work over the next few weeks. Wisconsin Democrats have presented a package of legislation that would reinvest in public schools and bring transparency to voucher school spending. According to a Wisconsin Right Now report, if the legislation passes, each property tax bill would have a line telling residents that reduction in state aid is a result of people enrolled in one of the choice programs or payments to a private school under the Special Needs Scholarship Program. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a nearly $3 billion income tax cut proposal, with all Assembly Republicans voting in favor and all Assembly Democrats voting against. Governor Tony Evers has already vowed to veto the bill when it makes its way to his desk, calling it irresponsible and saying it jeopardizes Wisconsin's financial stability. The bill would drop taxes from 5.3% to 4.4% for individual income between $27,000 and $304,000, and for married couples between $18,000 and $405,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The clouds have cleared, allowing abundant sun to shine down on us today. You can thank the high pressure that has slid down from Canada and is taking over the Great Lakes region for a few days. Not only is it much brighter out, but also calmer. The winds have slowed to light and variable. However, a few gusts may hit 10 to 15 miles per hour off of Green Bay and Lake Michigan. This is because the winds are rotating to off of the lake, then to out of the south, and will start to pump in some seasonable warmth. But for today, highs stay cooler in the 60s. Tonight, clear skies allow temps to crash again down to the 40s, with patchy dense fog building in overnight and into the morning hours. However, sunny skies dominate by 10 a.m. tomorrow, and highs rebound back into the 70s. Some upper 70s will even be felt into the western parts of the state. Have a wonderful Wednesday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Marlins. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 12-0 win last night over the Miami Marlins at AmFam Field, a 3-run rally in the third, a 5-run rally in the sixth. Then on the mound was Milwaukee's Brandon Woodruff, who pitched a complete game shutout, throwing strikes on the first pitch to 26 consecutive batters.
I kind of noticed pretty early on that they were going to be aggressive, so I just tried to make quality pitches early and try to get quick outs, and thankfully defense played a heck of a game behind me and allowed me to get deep in the game.
Woodruff went over his pitch count, but Craig Counsell let him finish after Sunday's 11-inning no-hitter was wasted.
Look, he threw the ball great, and he deserved the shot to do it for sure. I'm happy for him. It was a great performance, and on a night, you know, after yesterday, you know, what we got ahead of us, you know, that's just a big time performance. We've had two incredible performances by our guys the last 2 days, and, you know, makes you really appreciate what they've accomplished and what they do for your team.
Game two of the 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks' new head coach says that despite Giannis Antetokounmpo's comments to the New York Times, things are fine between him and the team. The Bucks' Adrian Griffin.
Giannis and I are on the same page. You know, we have a great relationship so far, and he's been pleasant to get to know, and he wants to win. I want to win, and it's that simple. So I respect him. I respect what he's accomplished in this league, and we're here together to win. So I have no problem with that. I think it's a great partnership, and we're going to, you know, lead the team together. When he leaves, the others will follow. I think it's great.
College football, number 19th ranked Wisconsin Badgers have been dropped out of the top 25 after losing to Washington State head coach Luke Fickell.
You got to move on. You got to put it past you. But you got to remember the feeling. So those feelings are what continue to motivate you. You don't let them hold you back. You know, not bat an eye over it.
The Badgers host the Georgia Southern Eagles Saturday in Madison. NFL, last night on Monday Night Football, just 4 plays into the Jets' opening drive, Aaron Rodgers was sacked and had to be carted off after twisting his ankle on the turf at MetLife Stadium, head coach Robert Saleh after the game.
Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
Tests today confirm torn Achilles tendon, out for the season. Rodgers is 39 years old. The Jets went on to win in dramatic fashion with a 65-yard punt return in overtime, 22-16 over the Bills.
Personally, I don't hurt for me. I don't hurt for our locker room. I hurt for Aaron and how much he's invested in all of this.
Teammate Alan Lazard.
Obviously, it helps to have him out there. You know, we don't want to lose anybody regardless. You know, it's going to be a long season.
The Packers have the day off. They begin preparing to head to Atlanta to face the Falcons this Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vet.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43 tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Joining us today, this is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Joined by Mr. Luke Mathers and Mr. Aaron Zommers today, I am William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. Gentlemen, how are we doing on the Wednesdayest Wednesday of the week?
Doing well. I appreciate that reminder that it is a Wednesday because I need the reminder on a day like today. Thank you, Will.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, here's how I want to be doing today.
Yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday.
But here's more where I'm at. No, it's
now
not that bad. I'm just tired. I'm just tired.
Well, Aaron, we're going to appreciate you today because the next 2 days, Mr. Zommer is going to be scheduled absence, so away from the show, out in the woods. So we're excited to have Aaron with us on this Friday that is a Wednesday. That is a Wednesday? Or is it a Wednesday that's a Friday? I don't know exactly how we play it out.
For him, at least.
For him. But not for us. But thrilled to be with you on the airwaves. Going to be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, coming up at 12:30. What are we talking about today, Will? What's going on? It's not like any news is broken to cause the semi-chaotic day around here.
There was a bit of breaking news yesterday. Yeah, that'd be a very light way of putting it. Of course, referring to the announcement from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the Republicans' new plan for redistricting. They're going to attempt to copy the Iowa model. We will be diving into that as we go throughout the show. But we want to ask you, the people of Wisconsin, what are your thoughts on the deployment of the Iowa model? And does this suit the Wisconsin way? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, and convenient... I don't know, convenient. Interesting timing, I guess, Will. The fact that for the last, we're September 13th here, since being sworn in, and even before she was sworn in as a justice, Justice Janet Protasiewicz floating the idea, Republican lawmakers were floating the idea of having her impeached if she
before
did not recuse.
She was even elected.
Yes. Yeah, so it's been some
wild
time, but those calls definitely ramped up over the last month or so. And so now you see yesterday a piece from Daniel Bice is who shared it out. And I apologize. I keep attributing the story to him. It was written up by Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bice was who shared it. And then I saw it come from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But talking about how Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was changing his tune a little bit when it came to those impeachment calls. He was taking a step back. He was not as direct, saying that if the justice does not recuse herself from a redistricting case, that the assembly, the Republican-led state assembly, would begin inquiries of impeachment here in the state of Wisconsin. So the same day that that story drops over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that he was softening his tone, is the same time that the Assembly Republicans are changing their tune when it comes to redistricting. Because, interestingly enough, you even saw some lawmakers saying, oh yeah, well, we're changing our tactic because now I got to pull up the exact quote, Will. But this the tune change that came in an instant, like just turning on a dime,
is very, very, very interesting. And we want to hear your thoughts on these developments around redistricting here in the state of Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Share your thoughts with us here on Town Call. We want to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Well, and I can't lie, Luke, obviously one of our running jokes is how chronically online I am, and unfortunately it's too funny on days like yesterday when Twitter is alive and, or excuse me, the platform formerly known as Twitter is alive and well. X gonna give it to you. There was some very, very humorous tweets coming out, and some of the representatives at the state level noting, for example, Representative Robin Vining noted that according to a drafting file, the bill that was drafted today regarding the Iowa model was, you know, 12 hours after a 3:30 a.m. spike in Google traffic on the Iowa model, of course, implying that
burning the midnight oil a little bit, just like you.
We're on the Will schedule. They
the
were
William Walters
late,
schedule, yeah.
Late into the night, reading up on what this Iowa model is that we're going to be implementing less than 12 hours from now.
And not implementing, but at least suggesting is there. And this is how Assembly Speaker Robin Voss detailed it to Wisconsin Eye. And this is Emily Fannin over at CBS 58 in Milwaukee reporting on it, that Voss's comments to WISI is that Voss is offering the Democrats here in Wisconsin a, quote, off-ramp to impeachment with his new nonpartisan redistricting model proposal. So he's saying that this is the compromise now. And it is just very, very interesting that all of a sudden, the same time where you see this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece talking about how he's walking back, because the piece goes on to outline that Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan wrote up over at the Journal, is because his Republican caucus isn't there on impeachment. That was the reporting done yesterday. I joined Todd Alba on the Todd Alba Show. We were discussing that for his Tuesday Tangents segment with me. On the Todd Alba Show. If you missed that, you can check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Or you can, we've talked about redistricting plenty of times here on Town Call as well, Will. And so, interestingly enough, though, those calls for impeachment seem to be getting walked back because the support among Republicans were not there. Like, it is the lawmakers in Voss's caucus that do not want to go forward with impeachment. And so now he's using this as this is his olive branch, is bringing in the Iowa model. But it to me feels a little bit, well, you've made the bed, now you need to lay in it kind of aspect. Robin Voss seems to be trying to propose this as his own off-ramp, according to the interview he did with WISI. And it is interesting that he's going to try to frame it as an off-ramp for other individuals, because he's taken such a hard line on this redistricting process since 2021 and since 2011. Like, this is a very, very different change in tune when it comes to how Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is talking about redistricting here in Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts about it. 844-967-2789. Do you feel this is a genuine olive branch? Do you think that there is some good faith that can be had here in Wisconsin politics, or do you believe that it is a just floated solution to a problem that Robin Voss seems to have caught up and doesn't necessarily know what his off-ramp is? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
No, this...
Yeah, he... Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
It's very much with the whole off-ramp thing. They're really good at projecting. That's for sure. But also... Do you guys remember this guy named Ron Johnson and how recently he said that he admitted to simply lying to get the press off his back? He's just like, yeah, I didn't actually mean that. I just wanted you guys to stop bugging me. And this tastes a lot like that.
So you think Robin Voss is just doing whatever he can to try to get... Is it a distraction or not changing the subject, essentially, Aaron? That's what you're feeling this is like?
I think it's kind of like that, except with Ron Johnson, it was just a blatant, like, distraction. And with this, I think it's a bit sneakier where they're going to try and put some stuff in there that they can control as opposed to it being completely nonpartisan.
Interesting.
Well, remember, with the Iowa model, if it was implemented exactly as Iowa did, if the maps were rejected three times, the legislature would then have the ability to amend them themselves. So we're making the off-ramp comparisons. It's like Robin Voss is sitting in a room right next to the door, and he really, really wants to leave, right? Like, he's, like, reaching for the door, trying to get out, and then he's yelling across the room, like, hey, Democrats, here, I'm going to hold the door for you. Come on out. Just to try to, appear like he is still drawing the line in the sand. He's being the tough guy. He's the one who's making the decisions here. Luke, you referenced earlier state reps kind of admitting that they are now in favor of something that they were once against. And
only because it's more beneficial. It's only more beneficial now. And yes, please share the quote.
State Rep Ron Tussler, word for word, said that in his Twitter announcement where he said, we heard your thoughts on the redistricting process and it's time for a change. Okay, right, LOL. Wisconsin Republicans will introduce a nonpartisan redistricting plan based on the Iowa model. And then there was another Twitter account that said, you're getting rolled. And he replied, perhaps. Why do you think we are all of a sudden in favor of something that we were against? Quiet part out loud, Luke.
Yes, and that is how I saw that, because State Representative Francesca Hong shared that out, saying that he was explicitly saying the quiet part out loud, and the indication that maybe it's not a good faith argument. Maybe it is just the more politically convenient argument now, because, again, it goes back to the timing of the reporting surrounding the pullback of impeachment calls by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss because of the lack of support from his Republican caucus to this being floated as the alternative to lawsuits. Robin Voss also claimed that this is his solution to save Wisconsin taxpayers money by not having to go through the legal battles over redistricting, where the state has spent millions of dollars since 2011 defending the backroom maps that were created in 2011 without very much public input, without the individual lawmakers even being able to see the entire map. They got to come in and look at their district. Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald, in my understanding, the only two lawmakers that saw the entire process as it unfolded back in 2011. And so now Voss is being like, oh, well, if we do this Iowa model, we won't have to spend a lot of taxpayer money on lawyers defending what we currently have. Look how much money I'm saving you by proposing this, when he is the one authorizing the taxpayers spending that money.
It's the same language, Luke, that abusers use, right? Like, oh, you made me hit you. I'm sorry that you were misbehaving and I had to punish you type deal. Like, we are in an abusive relationship with the Assembly Speaker in the state of Wisconsin.
It's an interesting comparison there, Will. It is. It seems like he is now floating this alternative as now that he may be losing. If this case comes before, we've got two cases filed before the state Supreme Court, and it will be interesting to see how this completely unfolds. This was an aspect that I was not anticipating. I should have been keeping.
I will save you money from myself.
I should have been keeping a closer eye on those late night Iowa model searches on Google, because that could have been an indicator. But if you just want to stay tuned to Town Call, we'll try to keep you up to date as best we can. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer doing some general recombobulation around redistricting coming up next. If you've got questions for Dan, give us a call. Send us a text 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. He was on the run for 2 weeks, but authorities in southeastern Pennsylvania have captured escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcanti. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens asked about the lengthy search.
I don't know that he was particularly skilled. He was desperate, and I've said that all along. You have an individual whose choice is go back to prison and spend the rest of your life in a place you don't want to be, or continue to try and evade capture.
Parts of New England are keeping a very worried eye on the progress of Hurricane Lee. It's moving north up the Atlantic coast and expected to bring heavy rain to areas already hard hit earlier this week. John Gaglianosi of the National Hurricane Center.
Areas like Cape Cod and Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and then even areas further north along coastal Maine. Those are the areas that will likely see the greatest impact in the United States.
In flood-ravaged Libya, the death toll now tops 5,000. CBS News Update, I'm Cammie McCormick.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An 81-year-old Eau Claire man made his first court appearance yesterday after being accused of killing his wife on July 13th. John Berthold was charged with first-degree intentional homicide after his arrest, and the criminal complaint alleges he admitted to killing her with an unopened bottle of sparkling grape juice. The complaint also alleges Berthold and his wife were planning to divorce. Berthold said in court on Tuesday that he did not want a lawyer, but Judge John Manydeeds directed him to at least meet with a standby attorney. Wisconsin Democrats have presented a package of legislation that would reinvest in public schools and bring transparency to voucher school spending. According to a Wisconsin Right Now report, if the legislation passes, each property tax bill would have a line telling residents that reduction in state aid is a result of people enrolled in one of the choice programs or payments to a private school under the Special Needs Scholarship Program. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like
a
week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. It is the Wednesdayest Wednesday of the week, and that means we are joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Dan, how you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
Gotta say I'm a little discombobulated, but always glad to be with you fellas.
That's why we're here right now, is to recombobulate, right? Get that that discombobulation out of the way and get ourselves back together.
That's right. That's right. We gotta put our shoes back on, try to get to our gate next year.
Oh, that is an excellent. We're gonna have to turn that into something more permanent to use. Oh, that is great, Dan. Thrilled to be with you, or to have you join us on this Wednesday afternoon. The unexpected news of what dropped yesterday: Republican lawmakers announcing a olive branch that they are extending. As my summation of it, they are trying to propose Wisconsin adopting the Iowa model when it comes to redistricting, something that had been talked about in past cycles, but Republican lawmakers chose not to take a nonpartisan redistricting route. They, in fact, did a lot of partisanship around the drawing of the lines for legislative maps here in Wisconsin. Dan, what can you share with us on your thoughts for yesterday's press conference announcing this little change in tune when it comes to redistricting here in Wisconsin?
You know, I will say I did not see that one coming. Did not see it coming that Robin Voss would put forth a proposal following the quote-unquote Iowa model of redistricting. But as everything when it comes to Robin Voss, the devil is always in the details. So whether he gets up there and proposes, you know, some sort of nonpartisan redistricting process, you know, Robin Voss is the longest serving assembly speaker in state history. None of us are new to this. We've all seen this type of thing be proposed, you know, this type of news conference from Robin Voss before. So, you know, regardless of what he gets up there and says, it's going to be important for all of us to take a look at the details and take a look at what this bill really is. And, you know, it deviates from the Iowa model in a number of key ways. And I think that is going to be important for us to recognize, you know, as this debate continues to unfold. And I think also you have to recognize the context in which Robin Voss is putting this forward when he is threatening to impeach newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And the pressure has really reached a fever pitch over the past few days, garnering lots of national attention, very negative national attention, and, you know, inviting a host of attack ads coming toward not just Voss himself, but a number of Republican legislators as well. So this does seem to me like, you know, just kind of an attempt to kind of cut through that noise, attempt to kind of undercut the pressure that has been mounting towards Voss with these impeachment threats. And it remains to be seen, really, if this is a genuine proposal that is worth discussing. So far, it doesn't really seem that way. You know, it was a rushed, hurried, haphazardly introduced.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, some of my sources on the Democratic side of things did not expect this to be coming. And I think, you know, it also schedules a vote for tomorrow in the assembly on this with no public hearing before. So there are red flags all over the place with this proposal from the assembly speaker.
If Robin Voss knows
48 hours to change the entire way that Wisconsin elections function, it's wild.
Well, it's a very drastic change in tune, and the fact that you've outlined that for us, Dan, I appreciate that. It seems like I don't want to call it flailing, because I don't know if it's necessarily flailing, but it seems like there's just, for a Republican caucus that has pretty much been in lockstep in Wisconsin for the better part of like a decade and a half now, like it's been going on for 13 plus years that Robin Voss has had control over his caucus in the Republican-led state assembly. And it seems like the fact that this press conference came out the same day that the piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan, detailing that Voss was changing his tune on impeachment calls even, because he was not seeing the support in his caucus for impeaching a newly elected, newly seated Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. The fact that this, the same day, is then the press conference that Republicans changed that news cycle away from, saying, hey, come on, we're trying to show some unity. It just seems very interesting that at the two are happening almost at the same exact time. Do you believe this change in tune is coming because he's losing the caucus, or do you believe this is genuinely where the caucus wants to go?
Well, I think they kind of gave away the game a little bit. I saw Representative Ron Tussler, who represents a district in the Fox Valley area, went on Twitter. We had a little back and forth with some people on there, and said basically that. Said, this is, you know, why do you think we'd be doing this if we weren't getting crushed on this issue? I think that.
Why
was...
do you think we are all of a sudden in favor of something that we were against?
Yes, unquote. That's the direct quote. Thank you. So, yeah, it does seem like he kind of gave up the game there as far as the impetus behind this proposal. It's interesting. Like, on balance, the Iowa model is much, much better than what Wisconsin has currently. But, there are key differences between the Iowa model and what's being proposed, particularly in the judicial oversight. I'm looking to learn a little bit more of that about that right now, and have been trying to talk to some people to get some information about that. Some people are saying, I've been talking to, are saying that this really isn't the Iowa model. The Iowa model has distinct checks and balances within it that this Wisconsin proposal certainly omits. The timing of this just seems like a way to change the narrative, to kind of cut through the noise and a kind of escalating political turmoil that has backfired toward the Wisconsin Republican caucus as Voss has kind of marched ahead with these impeachment threats. So, you know, look, the case is continuing to happen. You know, the redistricting case is going to continue to go forward. You know, the train has left the station when it comes to that redistricting case. And I think the Wisconsin Supreme Court needs to see it, needs to hear it. And that ruling will set the stage for any future discussions that we might have on redistricting in the state of Wisconsin, because there are legal issues that need to get resolved by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So I think that is that's what we need to pay attention to. This proposal is again seeking to undermine that case.
Well, here in Wisconsin, we do have divided government as well. So this may be the proposal that the Assembly Republicans are coming forward with and fast tracking to already be voting on this week after, as you've pointed out, very little time after its introduction and without a public hearing to get Wisconsin voters and Wisconsinites' ability to give any public input into it. But somebody that would have some input into the process if this were to become a piece of legislation that was passed by the Wisconsin legislature, it would go before Governor Tony Evers. Tony Evers gets a say mm-hmm. in what would happen for whether or not the state would adopt this kind of model. And this is the governor's response after the press conference from Republican lawmakers yesterday. A legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, or fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. And I'm not going to participate in enabling Republicans in the legislature to keep trying to use and abuse their power to control the outcome of our elections. That is Governor Tony Evers. He continued on to say, the people should get to choose their elected officials, not the other way around. Wisconsinites deserve a redistricting process that's free of partisanship and interference from politicians. And it's never been clearer that today's legislature cannot be trusted with that important responsibility. And so that was the governor response yesterday after this. And I believe also calling it essentially the proposal bogus, Dan. Your thoughts on the response from a elected official that has sought to have a nonpartisan redistricting process here in Wisconsin, rejecting pretty outright this piece of legislation proposed yesterday by Robin Voss and his caucus.
Yeah, I just think it goes to further show that, you know, Robin Voss has lost any semblance of trust, any semblance of credibility that he might have at some point had on this issue, whether he did have it at any point, that could be a point of debate there. But, you know, I just think it goes to show that I think voters wanted to put Janet Protasiewicz on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Part of that is so she could hear important cases that are going to be raised. And I think that's what needs to happen next is the court needs to rule on the maps and we will go from there. And I think it was really important that Governor Evers so quickly, you know, blasted this proposal and shot it down as dead on arrival. You know, that if the assembly votes on it tomorrow, you know, that remains to be seen if they will continue to go forward with it. Governor has blasted it. And I saw in comments made to WisPolitics today, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux also said he's noncommittal on this proposal. So we did so that, you know, Voss doesn't even necessarily have support from Republicans in the other chamber. It's possible the Senate Republicans don't want anything to do with this mess. And want anything to do with the escalating pressure that Voss has brought upon their caucus. So, you know, I think that's an important factor to consider here, too.
When we talk about what's changed, let's call balls and strikes here, gentlemen. What's changed is leverage. In 2019, the Republicans had the ability to push as gerrymandered a map as they want because they had control of the Supreme Court. They didn't have to worry about their maps being struck down as unconstitutional. Now, shoes on the other foot. Robin Voss is very well aware that in the court of public opinion, they are getting dismantled. Overruling the will of the people of Wisconsin in an 11-point victory does not necessarily bode well to future elections. And I think recognizing, hey, if we keep pushing this forward, if we keep going on with this, we're not only sacrificing the 2025 Supreme Court race, but you know, we might be sacrificing the 2024 presidential election. We might be hurting ourselves down ballot for years and years and years to come. How do we get ourselves out of this? And what they came up with was, oh, let's now try to jump on the independent redistricting train and see if that can, you know, win us back some goodwill from the voters of Wisconsin. But I don't think it's going to work. You know, according to a memo prepared by the LRB, which is the Legislative Reference Bureau, the Assembly GOP proposal is virtually identical to the Iowa process with small differences to accommodate for differences between the state's constitutions. So that, you know, potentially explains the 3:30 a.m. Aggressive searches for what is the Iowa model. They were like you, Luke. They didn't do their homework. So
hey,
they were
trying
to figure out late into the night how they had to do this.
It's not my fault that sometimes I confuse due tomorrow with due tomorrow. D-U-E versus D-O. It just happens sometimes, okay?
It's just semantics. Yeah, no, I feel you.
I'm hearing, not reading. It's just, it's a complex thing. I, not doing the homework at 3:30 a.m., that's me waking up for the day most times. Nah, hopefully not that early, but it's only if the dog needs to get let out a little bit earlier than normal. We are joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area here on Town Call discussing the surprise, because I think we can all agree that this is a little bit of a surprise policy floating. If you've got questions on the proposal, or if you just got general questions for recombobulation, we want to hear them. 844-967-2789. Town Call. It's going to be right back.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
We get it almost every night. Uh-oh. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border will dance.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Much like our elected Republicans, we have been dancing in the moonlight, catching up on redistricting in the state of Wisconsin. And Dan, one thing that I want to note, based on something you mentioned before the break, the importance of personally reaching out to your elected officials, not just sending them an email, not just doing what might be deemed easy or, you know, signing an online petition or something that they can immediately throw away. But you noted that it does appear that a lot of senators might not be interested in participating in the Robin Voss impeachment scenario. And I've been following on Reddit, of all places. There has been a large push from a lot of young Wisconsinites in particular, not only sharing the contact information of their elected officials, but then sharing the screen grabs and the recordings of their calls to their official's office, basically saying, I want on record, I want you to tell me what your thoughts on impeachment are. Do you support this? Are you against this? I live in your district. You know, obviously they're going to blur out their address and stuff, but they're making the point of how important it is to personally reach out to these officials, let them know what your thoughts are, and we at Town Call highly advise that. Give your elected official a call. Look up their information, see if you can find it.
Or you can call toll-free to the Wisconsin Legislature's switchboard, 1-800-362-9472. Again, that's 1-800-362-9472. Thank you, Mr. Zommers, for pulling that for us. And it has been something a number of shows, I heard it first on the Todd Albaugh Show, here on Civic Media, have been encouraging listeners to let their elected officials know where they stand and find out from those elected officials where they stand on these issues. And so very important to be communicating with your lawmakers. It is an off year right now. It is a fall legislative cycle, but all politics is local. You got to be contacting your representatives and letting them know where you believe they should be standing on these issues, because that is the most important thing. If they are able to do it in the middle of the night without any oversight, then we're going to see very, very drastic policies come out of the Wisconsin legislature. And so keeping the public pressure up on these lawmakers to come through and be able to either A, have a reasonable compromise on redistricting, if that's truly where they're coming at with this Iowa proposal, or if not, holding them accountable for passing through a ability for Republican lawmakers to continue to pick their voters rather than the voters picking them, or floating these ideas of impeachment against a justice that just won a 10-year term here in the state of Wisconsin. And Dan, one of the things we know that public pressure is very important on is when we do get the chance for public hearings in Wisconsin for the legislature, it seems like they're not necessarily going to hear everybody that is floating their opposition or support for a proposal, but we at least get to hear the ideas. We at least get to have the conversation. One of those topics right now, childcare here in the state of Wisconsin. We have a Republican vote scheduled, I believe, in the next couple days here for the several different proposals Republicans are saying can address childcare in the state of Wisconsin. Childcare advocates saying it's not enough, and a special session on the schedule 1 week from today. If any past indicator for special sessions here in Wisconsin are, I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's doesn't. That would be an excellent venue for Republican lawmakers to display a willingness to have some bipartisan conversations. What do you think is going to come out of that special session 1 week from today, Dan?
Yeah, I think the expectation at the moment is that it will be the gavel in, gavel out variety of response to a special session call that we have seen from Wisconsin Republicans basically every single time that Tony Evers has called a special session throughout his time as governor, dating back to 2019 when they first began to do that in response to a bunch of gun violence prevention bills. So I think now we are, a number 4 years later from that and a number of other gavel in, gavel outs. And I think the expectation is that it will be the same. But I know Governor Evers has really been dialing up the pressure on this issue, calling on people to, again, not just the impeachment issue, but on the child care issue, contact your legislators, find out where they stand. It's important that it's not just, leadership and folks like Robin Voss speaking on this issue, because this is a vote for, every member of the Wisconsin State Legislature that should be speaking up and voicing, making their voices heard on these important issues. And I think, the child care bills that Republicans are proposing that I believe will have a vote as soon as tomorrow, a lot of these proposals completely miss the mark. I saw a couple of child care providers quoted in stories over the last week saying these proposals, that deregulate the system, create larger ratios of providers to children, even allow for even younger people to child labor as child care, I think, as one Democratic legislator put it, they really missed the mark. And I think they one thing I saw quoted was saying this will cause more people to quit and leave the industry than commit to being part of a solution going forward and being part of having their jobs as child care providers. So I think, childcare counts funding is what providers are saying that they want more of going forward, more of an investment in childcare. And what Republicans are doing is just a typical retreat in saying that, we're not going to spend the money on this. We'd rather, deregulate the system than make an investment in it. And it's really unfortunate because this is such a key issue in Wisconsin. I'm a father of young children, and I think anybody who is in Wisconsin and has young children, is in a working family, knows how important this issue is for people and the ripple effects of it, and how it's going to create problems all through the state if we choose not to invest some of our $4 billion state surplus in extending this child care counts program.
Even many of us without children, we recognize as a society it is our job to protect each other. That is the purpose of community.
Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. I feel better already. I feel a little bit more recombobulated. I really appreciate you joining. My shoes are on now. I'm ready to find my gate. And we really appreciate you joining us here on Town Call on this Wednesday afternoon.
Thanks. Thanks, as always, for having me. I always enjoy the conversation.
And for listeners that want to see more of your work, Dan, where can they check you out?
You can find me at recombobulationarea.substack.com. I'm also on Twitter at Dan R. Schaefer. Lots of ways. And we're also on Instagram, doing a lot more on Instagram these days. There, so follow us there as well.
You on the threads too, or just Instagram by itself?
On the threads on occasion, mostly just Instagram.
Fair enough. But really Baby appreciate steps. You, Dan. Folks, you've been listening to Town Call. We will be back tomorrow at 12:15. We're going to be joined by Professor Shelton for some office hours. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.